Well, Peter Van Osselen is TEN's political editor and a columnist with The Australian. Peter, hello there.
Good morning, Fran.
And there really are a lot of people ringing, writing in asking about why Bridget McKenzie has been put in charge of this program. But the program itself, the government's now upped it to basically match the old level of JobKeeper. Is he going to get credit for this, do you think, considering all the sort of faffing about it has been to get here?
Probably not as much credit as it would like, because obviously it's going to be seen by some people as New South Wales achieving this, because the New South Wales government, particularly the New South Wales Treasurer, was so at the federal government to try to up the ante in terms of what kind of support they would offer. So I think they're going to get the lion's share of the credit, if that's the right terminology. It's almost as though the federal government was shamed into providing this extra support. But I guess in fairness, with the lockdown extending, it got to the point where they felt the need that it had to be provided. But yeah, the contrast is still there with Melbourne, isn't it? And that's one of the problems that they face.
Well, $750 million a week now to prop up the New South Wales economy. They did give a payment to the Victorian businesses who've suffered too from lockdowns. But, yeah, there seems to be a little bit of that going on. The New South Wales Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, says a high level of vaccination is key to this lockdown being lifted. The PM got into the Olympic spirit yesterday, saying he wants Australians to do a gold medal performance. We're going to hear from the Prime Minister. Anyway, he's now talking about a gold medal performance from all of us, PVO. So yeah, it is a race, after all.
Yeah, I heard him say that, and it was interesting terminology, given what he said previously about it not being a race. I mean, maybe he was talking about synchronised swimming or something that doesn't actually involve an actual finish line, because he doesn't like the idea of a finish line in relation to the discussion. So it's hard to follow how he could, if you like, walk or blunder his way into that comparison. Obviously, Prime Ministers, this has been the case for a long time, they like to get on board with our quality sporting achievements, but to then draw the parallel between the need to get vaccinated and Australia going for gold at the Olympics, it just struck me as pretty untidy, frankly, and an opportunity for his critics to point out that he did say over and over again, it is not a race, not just not a race to get the approval for the vaccine, which is what he's tried to rewrite history as. That's where he started. But both he and his team then also described it as not a race to get fully vaccinated. And that's an important point.
Yeah, look, very importantly, tomorrow National Cabinet will get, will try to put a figure on how many Australians need to be vaccinated in order to stop the cycle of lockdowns. They're going to get that, the modelling from the Doherty Institute. Will they then be able to put a timeline on that, given demand for the Pfizer jab is still outstripping supply? We've still got a lot of moving parts here.
Oh, look, a lot of moving parts, and it will be hard for them to put a timeline on it, even if they can form that agreement over what that percentage looks like, because as you mentioned, without the vaccines as readily available as they need to be, doing so is difficult. But I'm not even sure that National Cabinet will be able to get an agreed representation of what constitutes the moment in time where you move on from lockdowns and the like, simply because different states have different parameters as far as that goes. But it's a tough one for them. There's no two ways about that.
Yeah, it's imprecise too, I suppose, and there'll be trial and error in all of it, as there is right through this pandemic. PVO, thanks very much.
Good to chat.
Peter Van Onselen is TEN's political editor and a columnist with The Australian.